We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Pro Football Focus's Mike Renner. Mike, how's it going, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for taking a couple minutes. I saw in your article on Pro Football Focus that you are trying to give your final rose to Frank Clark, and we're all in agreement of that. Now, as for those that don't know, you were on The Bachelor.
The Bachelorette,
that's right.
Yeah, Fedor, right.
Fedor used to write he still writes for Cleveland.com, but he used to write Bachelor articles for Cleveland.com, so he's very in the scene.
Oh, Jesus.
He used to be a pen pal with Andy Dorfman's mom, believe it or not.
That's right.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what is the question that when you do these programs, you get asked the most about your time with The Bachelor? Because I'm too lazy to come up with a new one.
Oof, they probably ask... if it's how fake is it? Because a lot of people want to know what actually goes on behind the scenes, what's actually real and what's fake. And I really can't answer too much to that, but I'll just say it's not reality as you and I, you know in real life day to day.
Mike, when is the last time you had any communication with Becca?
Gosh, I haven't since I left the show. I haven't
really
talked to her. So yeah. Wasn't meant to be, I guess.
I guess not.
That's probably right. I would even shade it and not follow on Instagram or anything like that, too. I would just kind of like depart myself from that world. But
there's
Mike,
no hard feelings. No.
Well, I mean, how could there be hard feelings? So many people know you from your Pro Football Focus work, but then that's like another little asterisk next to your life story. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was definitely a worthwhile, interesting experience for my life. But yeah, did not find love, unfortunately.
That's okay. I'm sure it's out there for you if you haven't already found it already. But you have fell in love with Frank Clark, and this is the base of this discussion that I want to have with you here, because in your article, you said the Browns need someone to pair with Myles Garrett, and John Dorsey will certainly be one of the GMs willing to take in Clark's checkered past. Is there more to this outside of the reality that when it comes to guys with checkered past and troubled past, John Dorsey is the person that usually answers that door?
Well, I think it's also the fact that that guy will be cheaper than someone else who doesn't have the checkered past but has his talent level. And it's a need for the Cleveland Browns. Obviously, they did not get anything basically outside of Myles Garrett and Larry Ogunjobi last year. They just need any other help they can get along that defensive line. So Frank Clark, extremely talented player, extremely young still. I think he's only going to be 25 next season, produced already for three straight years. You add him to that defensive line for, like I said, maybe not as much as you'd pay someone like Jamarcus Lawrence, Jadeveon Clowney, the other guys in this free agency class. They have the cap space to fit them in there. I think it's for a lot of reasons, the move would make sense.
Mike, when you think about the Browns moving forward into this offseason, and you think about some of the stuff that they accomplished this past year, and you're making a priority list for them, what would be at the top of that? Is it to find that pass rusher to pair alongside Myles Garrett, or is there something else that you think, another area on the team that should take priority first?
I don't think there's one spot that I'm saying we have to address this if we're the Cleveland Browns. We have to get better there because that's our issue. Mm-hmm. I think there's just a handful of places where you would love to add talent. And again, they have the cap space to add talent. They have draft picks to add talent. Edge being one of them. Interior defensive line being one of them. Cornerback being one of them as well. I think all three of those positions legitimately could use another starter at them. If you could find a guy who's a surefire quality sort of starter, you pull the trigger at those positions. So I think all of them could be addressed. Also left tackle as well. There's just question marks as to what you're going to get there at the tackle position. So I think that's another one where you would just like some sort of insurance policy.
I'm glad you brought up left tackle. Do you think the Browns would be wise to go with someone like Trent Brown, the Patriots left tackle? Again, this is somebody that if you can pay through free agency as opposed to going through the draft, it saves you a slot.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be a lot of money invested in that offensive line, but rightfully so. I mean, you want to have a good offensive line in Baker Mayfield. So I wouldn't love rolling the dice with, you know, Harrison and Greg Robinson there on the left side. I would love to have someone different, but it just might not be, wise to put all your money in the offensive line sort of at the, ignore the position. I think you have options there, but if one of those guys is cheap, like if a Darrell Williams, like a Trent Brown, if they are coming cheap, if the price isn't sky high, which usually for agent tackles the price is sky high, I'd be willing to pull the trigger, but I think they might be priced out at left tackle there.
Think it makes sense for the Browns to take a run, if they could, at either Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham Jr.?
I think it does. I mean, I do think they are that close to competing to where you add another guy like that. Mm-hmm. Jarvis Landry is a skilled wide receiver in his own right, but he's not a number one. He's not a downfield threat. He never has been. He's an after-the-catch guy. He separates on the underneath route tree. Brown, Odell Beckham are about as good as it gets down the field in the NFL. Baker Mayfield loves throwing the ball down the field. He's excellent at it. It would be just a perfect fit for that offense. Take it to the next level. I think you're in a window right now with Baker Mayfield on his rookie contract to where you can make chances like that, take chances like that to try to go win a championship. So I'd go after either if either are available.
Joined by Mike Renner's ProFootballFocuses.com. Mike Renner here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, so he gave you the really sexy names. I'm going to give you a less sexy name in Rashad Perryman. Is he worth $15 to $20 million guaranteed, or do you go ahead and find your receiver elsewhere? Maybe someone like a John Brown or a Kenny Stills?
No, he is not worth $15 to $20 million. I don't care that he was a first-rounder. There are reasons why he was available for basically nothing thereafter. His time in Baltimore just has not been consistent catching the ball. Obviously, he was down the stretch with the Browns last season, had looked far better than at any point in his career before that, but his hands have been a big issue throughout his career. It's just waiting to happen. You know, those drops are waiting to rear their ugly head back with him. So I would not be willing to invest in him long term. I think if you're going to take a guy like that, I'd rather take, like you said, other options. Guys who have done it before for whole seasons, John Brown, someone like that, if you're looking for a deep threat.
Going back to AB and Odell, do you expect both of them to move this offseason? One of them? How do you see that?
I would guess Antonio Brown is going to be dealt just because you can't – either they're going to make him sit out a whole season like Le'Veon Bell, or they're going to deal him. I think they're too close, too good of a team to not try to recoup some value there. So I think Antonio Brown gets dealt. Odell Beckham I don't see being traded. I just don't think with this early on in his contract it would make any sense for them to deal him. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, you might be a little bit of a headache, but he's not actively wanting out of New York. That one doesn't make nearly as much sense to me as Antonio Brown at this point.
Who needs Antonio Brown the most?
Oof, what a question. One team that got floated to me today that was really interesting was the Green Bay Packers. I think they really have struggled with receivers being able to separate in recent years, and they have the draft capital and this cap space to be able to take on Antonio Brown without much, you know, ramifications there. So I do think that would be a fun fit and bring, you know, you saw how stagnated the Packers offense was a season ago. They looked awful at times. I think that would really rejuvenate someone like Aaron Rodgers if they made a play for that this late in his career.
Mike, with all the moves the Steelers have had and are going to be having once March 13th strikes, where do you rank the AFC North and where do you place the Browns in there?
This right now might be the hardest division to rank in football because of obviously what's up in the air with Antonio Brown. The Ravens just looking like a completely different team with Lamar Jackson, but Lamar Jackson, that running stuff, I don't know if it's going to last for long. I don't see him ever being a viable passer really at the NFL level either. So how teams are going to catch up with that? I'd put the Browns, truthfully, because their cap space, what they have, obviously the roster right now, I wouldn't put them at the top. But
you get about $78 million.
Yeah, I'd say what they can do over the course of the offseason, I think they're best situated to be at the top of the AFC North next season. So I'd put them, if I had to put money, you know, if I'm a betting man right now, I'd bet on them to win the AFC North.
That's strong words. I like that. So no faith in the betting community in Lamar Jackson then?
I just don't foresee that being a viable strategy over the course of a whole season, how much he ran. I just think he will get injured. I don't ever think he's going to be a viable option as a pure pocket passer, and not even pure pocket passer, just if you don't go that full run heavy, just purely bet on his legs all the time, I don't ever think he's going to be, you know, a capable passer or you're leading a high-level offense. I do love their defense still in Baltimore, but I just don't see them having that much offensively. If they don't go all in Lamar Jackson's legs, and if they do, I don't think he's going to be able to stay healthy.
Mike, which team do you think is most likely to spend what it's going to cost to get Lev Bell?
I think it's actually the team I just brought up, the Baltimore Ravens, just because of their strategy of going as run heavy as it gets. All of a sudden your running back becomes one of the most valuable positions on the team, whereas the rest of the NFL is trending the other way, where the running back's not going to get, you know, 30 carries a game. He's not going to be the focal point of your offense. When it is, well, it's worth investing maybe $12 to $15 million in a guy like that. So I do think that's one team that could that probably needs the services the most. Now, I don't foresee him getting near the contract he wants, so I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't even play next year. Or if it takes him a while to even sign anywhere, just because of how far away his the market is from what he seems to be asking for.
Mike Renner, Pro Football Focus. We appreciate the time. Great stuff, man.
For sure. Thanks for having me, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.